Good morning. I speak blessings to you and to your entire household in the name of Jesus. I hope you all are having a great morning because there is a word from the Lord on today. And we won't procrastinate. I'm going to go right into the Word of God. And I'm going to be coming to you from the book of Luke, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 10. Amen. And they read as such. Luke 19, beginning with the first verse. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and he came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, he was going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of all of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken any from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he is also the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I want to use for a subject matter for just a few minutes. Out on a limb. Amen. Out on a limb. Jericho was a very wealthy and important city. It had great palm trees and balsam trees, and the climate was perfect. This city was also the heart of an enormous trade. It was a business route, amen, with connections as far away as Egypt. Where there's this kind of beauty and where there's this kind of climate, there will be many people. And there's where there's trade, there will be wealth. And where there's wealth, there will be taxation. And the Roman government took a lot of money from the people of Jericho, amen? And that made them some of the most hated in the city. They were tax collectors, and they were corrupt and were known for skimming off the top for themselves half the money that they collected. And the Bible says to us, as Jesus passed through into the city of Jericho, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans and was very rich. Not only did this man pad his pockets by ripping off the people, he supervised the other tax collectors to do the same. But that does not mean that he had lost all capacity to feel, that he did not feel human emotions as we all do. The Bible says that Zacchaeus was very rich. This lets us know that he did not have to steal from the Roman citizens that probably didn't have as much as he had. Amen. You know, many times we look at a person's life and try to analyze what must he have been thinking. To have done that or have done this, amen? But nobody knows where a person is in life. Only God knows the heart and the motives. And he knows when the time is right, when he needs to show up in his life, amen? Zacchaeus had a desire for more out of life, and he sought out Jesus. He was looking for Jesus. The Bible says to see who he was, amen? Oh my goodness. And he realized the Lord was offering more out of life than anything that his money could buy. Although he was one of the elite, he wasn't happy. He was desperately seeking something. Amen. Something was missing from his life. And the crowd throughout the city was very condensed on that day, and being that Zacchaeus was short and little in stature, it made it difficult for him to see Jesus. So this rich, dignified man of position, he ran ahead of the crowd and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for Jesus was to pass by that way, amen? And Zacchaeus was, he was getting into position. This was a desperate attempt to see Jesus. Desperate people, they run, amen? They're either running away from something or they're running to something. And on this day, when Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was passing by, it excited him more than his wealth, and he had no problem lowering his standards and climbing a tree. He wanted to see Jesus, amen? And some of us have a problem lowering our standards. It's too much to ask you to come out in the cold and out of the rain because you have a standard, amen? Because it's too much to ask to ride the bus because you have a standard, amen? You can't come to church wearing this or that after the man or woman of God has said to you, come as you are, amen? But because you have a particular style, and I get that, but because you can't come just any way, you have a standard, amen? But I declare to you that Jesus is soon to come. And if you don't get right and do it now, when Jesus is passing by, you're going to be left behind with your wonderful self, amen? And your standards. If you want to be see Jesus, you have to begin to get yourself into position. Get into position spiritually, amen? Get into the word, amen? Go to church. Stay in the blessed place, amen? If you would notice here, the Lord did not say to Zacchaeus, what's a good time? Hallelujah. He did not say, I will be around sometime tomorrow, amen? He said that I must abide at your house. And when you hear the Lord prompting at your heart and moving in your spirit, you must make haste and answer that call. Amen. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must abide at thy house. This must have excited Zacchaeus. The very person he wanted to see is calling him by name. Amen. The Lord said to Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Hurry and come down. He said, today I must abide at thy house. From the beginning of time, that day was set aside for Zacchaeus. It could not have happened any other way. Amen. What God has for you, it is for you. Amen. The Lord knows your name as well, and he knows what your needs are. He sees you, and you are, he sees you, and he knows where you are, and you can, he knows what you can become. Amen? Let's put it that way. He knows what you can become and achieve through him. The Lord said to Zacchaeus, this day I must come to your house. He may not have gotten another opportunity. Amen. Everybody else looked at Zacchaeus and saw a sinner. But when Jesus looked up in that tree, he saw Zacchaeus, a man with a sorrowful spirit. He saw a man that wanted to make a change. Jesus looked straight through the heart of Zacchaeus and gave him an opportunity to come down and have a little talk with him. He already knew what he had done. Still, Jesus looked past his faults and saw his needs, amen? His need to be forgiven. His need for love. His need for compassion, amen? Jesus knows what you've done as well. He knows what your thoughts are, amen? He knows our gestures, amen? All those things in our lives that are not like God. He sees us and he knows. Still, he wants to commune with us. Jesus is saying to you today, he knows who you are. He's seen the hardships of life that's kept you bound, amen? That kept you from seeking a closer relationship with him. And he wants you to know today, today is your day. Amen. He wants to bless you. Amen. He wants to heal your body. He wants to heal your broken heart. Hallelujah. There are many at the altar this morning, but there's room. There's still room. Make haste and come to Jesus. Somebody may have said to you, it's too late. You're too old. Amen. Somebody may have tried to reach out to you, to teach you, to provoke change in you, and decided it's no use. You can't possibly change. But Jesus is calling you out this morning. He wants to commune with you. He wants a personal relationship with you. The Bible says he must do it. It's his destiny. Amen. And verse 10 says to us, for the Son of Man come to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. When Jesus looked up and saw Zacchaeus, he wasn't lost anymore. Others saw a sinner, a man, a nobody, without friends, without compassion, but Jesus saw him as one of the lost that could be revived and could be restored. We don't know what stirred up Zacchaeus so that he wanted to meet Jesus. We don't know, but he was anticipating something, amen? The Bible says he made haste and he came down and received him joyfully. Whatever the Lord was proposing, he was all for it, amen? So much so that he said to Jesus, half of all of my goods I'll give to the poor. And he was a very wealthy man, amen? And he said, all that I took by false accusations. He said, Lord, I'll restore it fourfold. The conversation that took place that day between Zacchaeus and Jesus transformed his life. And he'll do the same for you. He did it for me, amen. I know that many of you think you know me, amen. It looks like me, hallelujah. It sounds like me, amen. But I've been redeemed, hallelujah. And if you're looking to see God in my life, you won't see him in my car. You won't see him in my furniture when you come to my house. Because what I got, man didn't give it to me and man can't take it away, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. There are many of us just like Zacchaeus and are searching for something. Some have met the Lord and are still striving. And this may not apply to you at all. Amen. But if you want to see Jesus, begin to get into position. Condition your heart so that you can receive the word of God. Amen. Jesus is soon to come and you don't want to miss Jesus. Amen. Get rid of all of that attitude. Amen. Lower your standards. Amen. Go to the church. I'm so tired of hearing people say they're doing this over there at that church and they're doing that over there at that church. And they don't even say church. They say that old church. I don't want to go to that old church. But let me tell you something. The Bible exhorts us to fellowship, amen. You get strength from the saints, amen, through their testimonies. You must connect yourself. Stay in the blessed place. Go stay in the church. Stay in the place. Get with what God is doing, amen. God don't get with your program. You get with the Lord God, amen. 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 Let me talk to the believers for just a second. Amen. You know, I know the Lord has been tugging at some hearts. I know he has. Keeping some of you awake at night. Please make haste and answer that call. We don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus returned, but he's soon to come. Amen. Amen. And I want to ask a question of all the born again believers. Do you know of a modern day Zacchaeus? Someone who is looking at Jesus with curiosity from a safe distance. Do you remember when you first got saved? It was so exciting. We didn't know what God was going to do. We knew he was about to do something. Amen. Well, everybody ought to have the opportunity to have God do something in their life. And I'm asking, however possible, will you consider being a tree to lift someone up so that they can see Jesus? We can't be Jesus to people, amen. But we can lift someone up so they can see him clearly. We can't save them, nor can we change them. Only Jesus can do that. But those of you that can, will you consider being a beacon of light for someone seeking Jesus? Don't leave your brother out on the limb. Amen. Amen. And I want you to ponder that thought all throughout the week and be blessed of the Lord. And remember, position yourself because Jesus is soon to come. Amen. The very next time somebody tried to witness to you and invite you to church and talk Christ with you, take heed. No man's an island. Amen. And you don't want to be left behind. But I declare to you, if you are not in position when Jesus is passing by, you are going to be left behind. Amen. It's not your husband's responsibility, your children's responsibility. It is your responsibility to seek Jesus and to adhere to the word of God when it's being brought to you. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop right there. And we're going to ask you again, remind you, if you would join us on Thursday, we're going to continue our Bible lesson in faith. Amen. We thank you so much for giving you some of our time on today. Be blessed. And